It's the What a Weird Week Show, American Thanksgiving, Holiday Extravaganza, 2023. Very long title.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
Wow, what's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott. This is What a Weird Week. Usually, we are a show about the weird stuff from this week's news. And we do a top 10 format on Fridays. This time around, though, to celebrate American Thanksgiving and to say happy holidays to our American friends, we are rebroadcasting a holiday special which features my kids, peanut butter balls, and some fascinating weirdness. I will link back to all this stuff in the show notes. Click shownotes.page, shownotes.page. Happy holidays. Hope you enjoy.
All right, we're counting down the top money-making Christmas movies of all time, and we're doing it from the kitchen. Okay, reaction. Katie, your reaction to number 12, the 12th biggest money-making Christmas movie of all time, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. Your thoughts?
Never heard of it.
That is a Keira Knightley movie that made $173 million. All right, number 11. Do you want to announce it? You see it there?
Daddy's Home 2.
Made $180 million at the box office. The 11th biggest Christmas movie of all time. Number 10, The Santa Claus. I couldn't understand your face. Was that...
Should be higher in the list, I think.
Already, some outliers or... controversial ones in our list of the top money-making movies, Christmas movies of all time at the box office.
Let's recite the code of the elves, shall we? Number one.
Treat every day like Christmas.
Number two.
There's room for everyone on the nice list.
Number three.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I'm asking for. I don't need a ton of socks and undies. I already have some in my drawer. I just want one single thing. And about that thing, I now will sing. Honey, baby, boo. All I want for Christmas is vengeance. Vengeance, baby.
The biggest holiday movies, Christmas movies of all time at the box office. We should say, what is happening in the background? Your mother is doing what?
Peanut butter balls.
Will they be ready by the time we're done? Did she just threaten to throw one over?
Yes.
All right. So we're looking at number nine. The number nine biggest movie of all time is...
The Holiday.
So who stars in it?
Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, Jack Black.
The Holiday made $200 million. This is one that we maybe should add to our rotation. All right. This is another controversial thing and everybody's shaking their heads. The eighth... biggest Christmas movie of all time, you would think would be maybe number one, maybe number two. So who wants to say it? Say it at the same time. One, two, three.
Elf.
Elf is only the eighth biggest Christmas movie of all time. $225 million it made at the box office. And where are we now? Number seven. Okay, let's do number seven. Love Actually, which I'm not sure I've seen it. Katie, you haven't seen it?
No, Jen has. Christmas is all around me.
I should say those are peanut butter balls, not rum balls, but... This portion of the podcast is brought to you by one of those fake car commercials where one car dealership person is acting zany and then the other person comes in and they're like, why are you being so zany? And then the first person is like wearing a Speedo, you know, that kind of thing. And then the second person is like, you're so zany. And it gets louder and louder. And finally, it's like, no, you can't give away those vehicles at that price. And the first person is like, I am going to because I'm the loudest. You know those ads? Imagine that ad right here. All right, we're getting into the crunch here. The biggest money-making Christmas movies of all time. We're counting them down. Number six, We've all seen this one. You're shaking your head. Is it because it's a little creepy or what?
Yeah, I think it's overhyped.
But you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's a classic.
Number six is The Polar Express. It has made $315 million at the box office. Tom Hanks movie. Number five, I don't know which version this is. Number five is, number five is A Christmas Carol, the Jim Carrey animated one. So that's a bit of a surprise, too. It's fairly new. When did it come out? 2009. Okay, well, I guess it's not that new. Oh, my gosh, you guys. What year is it? Did we see this one?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
So Jim Carrey, this is one that I remember now. So he wore the suit with the balls on it, and he kind of walked through the scenes as his character. It made $325 million. Number four, this one, yes, I would say yes, love it. Do it. Let's announce it all together at the same time. Number four is...
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
We did that. I set you guys up for that, and I'm sorry. I wasn't there for you. Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, $345 million at the box office. This is another Jim Carrey movie. You would think that Will Ferrell is the king of Christmas, right? It looks like Jim Carrey has made more money, Christmas money, at the box office. We are in for a real controversial last round of our top money-making Christmas movies of all time. How are the peanut butter balls coming?
Great.
You guys are not helping. And do they get dipped in chocolate or what happens? Yeah, okay, they're going to get... Anyway, let's get back to the... Sorry. Number three, the third biggest Christmas movie of all time as far as box office earnings is... Jen, you want to do this one?
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
$358 million, almost $359 million at the box office. Number two, Katie, you do this one.
Home Alone, the OG.
The OG?
Mm-hmm.
The OG Home Alone made almost $500 million at the box office. And now this is where there was head shaking and people making the Arthur angry fist. No one can believe it. The controversial number one, this is just based on how much money it earned at the box office. Number one movie, The Grinch. The one that just came out when? This one's fairly new, right? This is 2018. Benedict Cumberbatch plays The Grinch. Have we seen this?
I have not.
Did you see this, Katie?
No.
That's one we'll have to watch. The cartoon Grinch, the newest one, is the top money-making Christmas movie of all time at the box office. Now we're going to jump into a top list of toys, the best-selling toys of all time. And number 12 is the hula hoop. I don't know if you guys had a hula hoop. Have you ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you, Katie? Yeah. Usually what would happen is if Jen got one, you got one too?
Yeah.
Who was able to hula hoop? Were you guys able to do that?
I was not.
Katie?
No, too tiring.
You know, I think when I was your age, I could hula hoop. Sue, back me up on this. I could hula hoop. She's saying I could.
Dance contest.
The kids in the background talking about the dance contest, they know they're getting in my good books. Number 11, the 11th biggest selling toy of all time is the Mr. Potato Head. Do you think that somewhere in this house, there's a pair of eyeballs somewhere?
Definitely.
And Mr. Potato Head shoes. When I was a kid, Mr. Potato Head came with a pipe. And now I think Mr. Potato Head has, not a vape either. Okay, let's move on. That was funny though, Katie. All right, jumping in at number 10, the top selling toys of all time, Legos. We had some Legos. I don't know, Katie, were you into the Legos so much?
Not really.
We had the jumbo, the mega blocks too. You can make them into, I think ours was, you made it into a kitchen. What's your hot take on Legos?
Architecture is fun, I guess.
Oh, wow, nice. When the day has come and those kids, your kids are eating chocolate for breakfast and you're there, but you're not eating chocolate for breakfast. You need to hang on. Don't let the tears fall down, 'cause your tears might get in the kids' chocolate. Everybody has an advent calendar. except you. And there's an elf on the shelf over there. That's not for you either. The best selling toys of all time. Number nine is the... Did you just say these were around when Mom was a kid? Yeah, it's true, I guess. But did you mean it like in a way like, wow, this is an old toy? You didn't mean that, did you?
No, not at all.
You meant it, whatever it was, you meant it in a good way and you want to have some of those peanut butter balls?
Yes.
The number nine on this list of the top selling toys of all time is the Etch-A-Sketch. We had an Etch-A-Sketch?
Yes, we did.
Your reaction, I'm curious to know, were you pro Etch-A-Sketch or anti Etch-A-Sketch?
I like them, but they're frustrating.
Yeah, it's hard, all the straight lines. Katie, you feel the same or different?
Tears were shed when you erase it. My masterpiece.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's a tough decision when you flip that over and give it a shake. Number eight on our list of the top selling toys of all time, Hot Wheels. Oh my gosh. I was going to say we didn't have Hot Wheels, but we did have Hot Wheels. One time we went to a silent auction at a minor basketball thing. And the youngest kid was like, I want those Hot Wheels. Isn't that kind of how it happened?
Yes.
Hot Wheels that go on the wall. Hey, on the wall. You got on the wall Hot Wheels. Isn't that far out?
Definitely.
This portion of the podcast brought to you by snails. They're small, slimy, but somehow in children's books and on cartoons, they get a great rep. Who is marketing snails? We're buying into it, you guys. We love snails. We love snails. Okay, we're back with the top selling toys of all time. A special holiday broadcast from the kitchen where the peanut butter balls are about to get dunked in the chocolate. Number seven on the list of the top toys is the G.I. Joe. Number six, Transformer toys. I don't know what, is there anything to be said about those?
Bumblebee.
Oh yeah, Bumblebee.
She took mine.
Bumblebee is a good one. What about Optimus Prime?
Oh yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right, number five on our list of the top selling toys of all time. You can find this list on our blog. Silly Putty. Every year Santa puts one in your stocking, right? No, maybe, yes, I don't know.
At least one.
Which one of you, Katie, this is a question for you. Spill the beans. Which one of you has or is aware of what Silly Putty tastes like?
Jen.
Jen ate some Silly Putty. Did you really?
I might have, yeah.
It looks like bubble gum, whatever. Okay, the fourth biggest selling toy of all time, Radio Flyer Wagon. When you guys were little, we had one of those little cars that you get into, those little plastic cars with the yellow roof. But did we ever? I can't remember. Maybe we had a wagon. Jen, you seem to know something.
I think we had a wagon. Not that kind, but...
The Radio Flyer. You know why? Too expensive. Sorry, but we're on a radio budget here. Okay, we had this one. Number three on the list, the top selling toy of all time. Third place goes to Easy Bake Oven. Do you have any memories of making stuff in the Easy Bake Oven? What did we make in that thing?
You gave it to the wrong daughter, so.
Oh, wow. It's a controversial thing. So the chef in the family didn't get the, got something else instead? I feel like there's, maybe we got to unpack this a little bit. Is that something maybe for off the air? What are you thinking, Katie?
Yeah, she didn't talk to me for a while.
Jealousy. Christmas jealousy. It wouldn't be Christmas without a little bit of, little tinge of jealousy. Okay, we're down to the final couple of toys, the top selling toys of all time, and then it's going to be eat some peanut butter balls. Number two on the list is the yo-yo. Do we have a yo-yo in this house?
Yes.
We do. Do we? Oh, I think there's one in the car, actually. So do you guys know any yo-yo tricks?
No, I don't.
Wait, what?
Walk the dog.
Go get the yo-yo and show me right now. We'll go over and interview the Susie making peanut butter balls. You find the yo-yo. You come back, meet us here. All right, let's jump into number one on the list of the top selling toys of all time. It is the Barbie doll. It's all right. We don't want to, so hold on. I got to say what's happening in the background. Susie is trying to melt some chocolate for the peanut butter balls and trying to do it quietly. You don't have to be quiet because we want delicious chocolate, right? Okay, number one on the list, Barbie doll. What was your favorite Barbie?
Well, I had a Hannah Montana Barbie. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. Well, Hannah Montana, was it Hannah all the time or did it go to Miley mode? I don't know. How did that work?
She probably had a wig. I don't know.
We had a few hand-me-down cool Barbie accessories.
The Barbie car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a Barbie car that had a radio, and it said, "Hey, everybody, welcome to downtown LA. You guys remember that? I'm not making that up, eh?
No, no.
All right. That's it. Thanks, you guys. It's peanut butter. It's peanut butter ball time. I looked over and my wife was shaking the bag of chocolate, just trying to get my attention. All right. Can I have one of those? Chocolate going in. We'll count to three and you guys can say Merry Christmas. How about that? Ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
This portion of the podcast is brought to you by Mattress Shoes. You know how your favorite podcast always has a mattress commercial and they always say it's your best night's sleep? Well, what if you sleep standing up? Mattress Shoes. Hey?